I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
I'm Ariel. I'm 26 years old and I'm a booking agent. I moved here from South Africa, my hometown, as a result of the tragic passing of my best friend. He passed away suddenly and it like changed my entire world. I might cry, guys. I'm sorry. Cool. So I needed to freshen up my life. I was using dating as a way to not think about that pain. You know, it's a distraction. And I met this girl at this conference. She's about 5'6", brunette, curly hair, very bubbly personality. She seemed very sensual. I would say definitely a lot of sexual tension off the top.
That's cute.
And we were kind of flirting back and forth because she confused me for an Australian, and I like to play off that.
Ariel, is that a Australian name?
South Africa. It's a country.
You could already feel there was some kind of chemistry.
My friend is in a play next weekend. Do you like the theater?
Sure. What's it called?
I have no idea, but I think it's a comedy.
So I was like,
yeah, I love the theater. Yeah, let's go.
I wasn't even thinking about any of the grief stuff or any of the drama or any of that because she said comedy, and in my mind I was like, I love to laugh. So we met up to go to this play, and we got to the theater like 5 minutes late, and the guy was like, hurry, I kept the curtain for you. And like he ushered us in. It's a small little theater, very intimate setting. I had zero idea what this play would be about. My only expectation was that I would be laughing. And I read the program, and it was called Tales of Grief. And I said, oh no. I literally said the words,
oh no.
She looked at me and went,
what?
And I was like,
nothing.
Actively in my mind, I was trying not to tell people about my friend. Everyone knows we have emotional baggage, but no one wants to know your emotional baggage off the top. So the play begins, and it was the story of a friend visiting a friend after they've passed away for one last conversation, and then the friend's spirit shows up.
Here I am, old friend.
My friend, I miss you so much.
I miss you too, but I don't have much time.
And I remember thinking, is this some kind of joke on me? It felt like they could turn the spotlight and be like,
hey, this is a story about your life.
Like, these actors are talking to me.
I miss you, buddy. Big time. You still playing soccer Wednesday nights?
I want my friend to come back for one conversation. That's all I want. At that point, I was feeling the emotional well up inside of me, and I can't just walk out. That's rude. And all I have is my own demon, basically, here in front of me, and I have nothing but to take it. And I, boom, I just start crying. You know, I was full on weeping. She turned to look at me and she like kind of like leaned back away from me. Like she was like, he's crying? The play just started. We haven't even got into details. Yeah, I was like, you know, hey, we're good. Don't worry. So she kind of got uncomfortable. And then so she was intensely watching the play. At one point, the lead got mad at his friend for being gone. He was like threw his drink down.
I can't believe you would do this to me.
Goodbye.
So unfair.
And I was like,
that's how I feel.
And more tears. It was like being in an anime. Tears streaming down my face. At one point, the characters came out and they sang a song about the cycle of life.
Goodbye, my friend. This is the end. I know you're sad, but dying ain't so bad, so bad.
Dying ain't so,
so bad.
Dying ain't so bad,
so bad.
Dying ain't
so bad.
And all I could think was, yeah, says the alive people, right? The closing scene is that the male lead was being comforted by a female lead in the bar.
I know it's hard. Don't listen to these stories in your head, these tales of grief.
And in this moment of pure emotional angst,
but I'll help you.
I had convinced myself that if I make a good enough joke, she'll laugh, I'll laugh, and that brings us back to zero. And I just said,
and now they bang.
Everyone heard me. Everyone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the cast heard me, but just, we're actors. We're not going to pay attention to that. Like, I definitely made eye contact with the lady who was in front of me. She looked at me with, like, a look that can only be described as disgust. Like,
how dare you?
I'm sorry.
And for me, the funniest part is they don't know what I'm crying about, right? Like, all these people don't know what I'm crying about. So in their minds, I must be crying at my own joke. Yeah, and then the play ended.
And you always will be my best friend. No matter what.
We get up and we walk into this, like, a lobby room. I'm standing with my date. And it was very awkward, very quiet. It was like,
well, that was different.
That was like, what, do you mean the date or the play we just watched? She was committed to a first date. She was like,
do you want to come to the cast party?
And I said,
oh, I think I'll just go home and cry myself to sleep.
And she said,
honestly, didn't think you could cry more.
Guys, come on. That was so good.
Thanks for coming.
I wanted the opportunity to tell her, but I was so embarrassed by what had happened that I was just like, I don't need to see her again. Don't cry on dates. That's what I've learned. I'm Ariel, and that's my true dating story.
If you have a story of your own, we want to hear it. Find us on social or at truedatingstories.net. And don't miss the series, streaming now on CBC Gem and Fuse Plus.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.